This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
With this week's episode of God's Message through Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, I welcome you. I am Albert Randall. In the account of creation, which is written for us in the Bible, we are told what God did on each of the 6 days. On the first day, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. On the fourth day, God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. A little further on in the Bible is the book of Psalms, many of which were written by David, who was king of Israel. Now this is how he wrote in Psalm 91. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." I was travelling home from town one evening recently. Behind me was the setting sun, and ahead of me was a rainbow. This brought to my mind this song, which is sung today by John McSweeney.
The sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun. There's toiling ended, oh glorious dawning, beyond the sun. When day is done, beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy. O day of gladness, eternal joy.
Beyond the
Setting of the sun signals the end of the day, and few of us would go to bed not expecting to see the next sunrise, would we? As we travel on in life, we sometimes refer to the time when age catches up with us as the sunset years. So this begs the question, what is beyond the last sunset in your life? The wonderful Almighty God, Creator of all, He who paints the sky each evening, has also made it possible for you and for me to have the absolute assurance of the incredibly amazing dawning to a new and endless day in the glory of His heaven with Him and with Jesus the Saviour. That is truly going to be a blissful morning, because every man, every woman, every girl and every boy who has believed in and trusted on Jesus for their salvation and sin forgiven will be having a wonderful time up there. John McSweeney is singing this song also.
Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get it ready, God can give you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry you through. You better get it ready, cause I'm telling you why. The Lord is coming from His throne on high. Going down the highway, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How you gonna feel among the things you say on that judgment day? Wella, wella, wella. Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get it ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Holy Bible in the back of the book of Revelation is the place you look. If you understand it and you can, if you try, the Lord is a-coming from His throne on high. Reading down the Bible on the things He said, says He's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you gonna be among the chosen few, or will you make it through? Wella, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get it ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get it ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
In the Bible, there are recorded many of the promises which God has made to every person who believes in and on Him. Possibly the greatest of these promises is that He will never forsake or turn His face away from anyone who has accepted His forgiveness of their sin through His Son Jesus Christ. But the awesome and loving God has also made promises which apply to every person on earth, whether they choose to believe Him or not. And one of these is that, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. So you can see from this that even though you and I may pass from this scene, God will continue to cause the sun to rise and set on each day. This is just one of the activities of God Almighty which show His faithfulness and dependability, and which causes me to acknowledge Him in His daily provision for and His care of me. Do you ever think of God in this way? The next psalm I'm going to play is a classic hymn of praise to the living God. Many folks could possibly sing it from memory, but can you say the first words in truth, knowing that He is your Lord and your God? In Psalm 1 in the Bible, we read a blessing from God on the person who delights in the Lord God. Following the song will be a song based on Psalm 1.
Oh Lord, my God,
see the star. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe is played. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou
with shouts of acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in a voice of admiration. And there proclaim, O God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great.
In the counsel of the wicked, blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the sinner's way, or sit in the seat of the mocker. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man, that man for his delight is in the law of the Lord. Blessed is the man, that man he meditates on the word both day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams, which yields its fruit in a season. And whatever he does will prosper, all that he does succeeds. His leaf shall not wither. Not so the wicked. They will be like chaff that the wind will blow away, the wind will blow away. Their father, wicked man, in the judgment will not stand, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For God watches over the way of godly men, but the way of the wicked, their way will
find yourself delighted daily by the eternal God and by his love and his justice? I do, because in his love for me and for you, he gave his only Son to pay the penalty for my sin and yours. When Jesus suffered the wrath of holy God against sin, God's justice was fully satisfied, which makes it possible for him to justly forgive us of our sin and to make us fit to be members of his great family. David the shepherd, king of Israel, knew all about the forgiveness of the wonderful and holy God, and he wrote many of the psalms which are recorded in the Bible. The Australian group Sons of Korah sang a song from Psalm 1, and now from Psalm 32, they sing about the blessings of being forgiven by God.
Blessed is he who is forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is he whose sin the Lord won't count against him, in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I was silent, I wasted away through all my groaning every night and day. Your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was weakened as in the summer heat. And then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I didn't cover my iniquity. I said, I'll confess my sin to you, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Thank you. You are my hiding place, and you protect me, and you surround me with redemption songs. Redemption song.
You could be excused for thinking that for any person to gain the forgiveness of God, most holy, it requires much penance and the strict adherence to many rules and rituals. The fact is, though, that it is the absolute reverse of that theory, because when Jesus was hanging on the cross at Calvary and cried out the wonderful statement, "It is finished," he had completed all that which is required to satisfy the justice of God and to accomplish salvation for every person on earth. There is absolutely nothing which you or I or anyone else can do which could add value to that which Jesus has done on our behalf. In fact, God has said that all that which we think are works of good or of righteousness are an insult to him. They are as nothing more than filthy rags in his sight. In the song we've just heard are these beautiful words from the heart of the psalmist David as he spoke to the Lord, God of heaven and earth. He writes, "I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." The only thing which Jesus cannot do for you is to put those words into your mouth, because for God to forgive you of your sin, it is you alone who can acknowledge your own sin to him, and he will immediately and forever forgive you and cleanse your soul. That you must confess your own sinfulness to God is not because he doesn't know about it. He knows everything about every one of us, and his forgiveness is available to whosoever is willing to believe in him. But it is an individual and personal decision which every one of us must make. No one else can do it for you or for me. There is no other way to receive the gift of eternal life which God is offering to you today. But when you do, you will be able to claim for yourself these words which David wrote as he opened Psalm 32. He said, "I am blessed because the Lord does not charge my account with my unrighteousness." David did not know about the way in which God would forgive sin through the death of Jesus on the cross, but you and I do know. So every person who is a believer in and on Jesus can add to the words of David's psalm by saying, "Jesus has paid my account in full." After this song from the Maranatha Singers, I will play one from Twyla Paris.
In the Lord alone.
It is in the Lord Jesus alone that you and I can find righteousness and strength, because once we repent of our sin and put our trust in and on him, we find ourselves saying every day, Lord, you have been good to me. This is why the name of Jesus is so beautiful and precious to everyone who believes on him and has accepted God's gift of eternal salvation through Jesus. In the Bible we read that before he was born, Mary and Joseph were instructed by the angel of God to name him Jesus, because he would save his people from their sin. Then, a little further on in the Bible, we find this wonderful statement. It reads, "Because Jesus humbled himself and gave his life on the cross, God has exalted him highly and has given to him the name which is above every other name." In doing this, God has also decreed that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Is Jesus your Saviour? Have you confessed that Jesus is Lord? God tells us in the Bible, which is his message to all of humankind, that now is the day of salvation. Today is the acceptable day of the Lord. The simple translation of that statement is that God does not promise to you that he will give you tomorrow. So you should decide today to bow to him, confess your sin, ask his forgiveness, and acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. Jesus died in your place and in mine, but we must each be willing to accept through him the gift of salvation which he purchased on our behalf. We hear now from the Integrity Worship Singers, then a song written by Jeff Bullock.
Oh, glorious Lord, wondrous salvation, living word, love that can heal the hardest heart, light that can break the fear.
One of the things which never ceases to amaze me is the fact that the Almighty, Most Holy God, cares for me so much that He sent His only Son to this earth so that I could be forgiven of my sin and be saved from an eternity under His wrath and judgment. But not only does He care for me in eternity, He cares for me every day. In the Bible, we read a question which God asked through the prophet Isaiah, to which God also gave the answer. God asks, "Can a woman forget the baby at her breast and not have compassion for the child of her womb? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." What a wonderful promise, and what an incredible picture this is, that God has my name engraved on his hand, not simply written so it could be washed off, but engraved as on a stone. This is wondrous, awesome love. There is none like Jehovah God. Jaden Larvick is going to sing a song called Wondrous Love. Then Nathan and Christy Knuckles, who call themselves Watermark, will sing Friend for Life.
What a wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what a wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. What a wondrous love. What a wondrous love. What a wondrous love. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the Lamb who is the great I am, while millions join the theme I will sing, while millions join the theme I will sing. What a wondrous love. What a wondrous love. I'm free, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing in joyful beat. And through eternity, I'll sing on. And through eternity, I'll sing. What a wondrous love.
Living on.
friend for life, who took my pain. Why should the eternal Son of God call me his friend, let alone take my pain and die in my stead? This is one of the greatest mysteries about Jesus, and it really is beyond our human understanding, which is why we must trust him and put our faith in him and in that which he has done to make eternal life available to you and to me. I know that I have eternal life because I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Saviour. He died, he was buried, and he is risen from the dead. He is alive forever in heaven as my Saviour and my advocate before the Father. He is my friend, not only as I go through the years of my life on earth, but for eternity. God has promised this, and I believe and know that it is true because God cannot lie. My question to you today is this: do you know Jesus as your own Saviour and friend? He is waiting for you to decide whether you will accept his offer of forgiveness from your sin and of eternal life, or will you simply push him away until some other day, a day which may never be yours? Jesus loves me more than I ever could love him. He has proven this by shedding his blood and giving his life for me. Because he is risen from the dead, and because I believe and have put my trust in him, I know that he is going to take me to be in heaven with him and with every person who has, down through the ages, believed in him and trusted on him for their salvation from the kingdom of Satan and sin. I can say to you with absolute assurance that Jesus is mine, and I am his forever and ever. Jaden Larvick sings Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, the purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. The perfect submission, the perfect delight, isn't a rapture that bursts to my sight. Angels descend, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song,
I have enjoyed being with you today and trust that we will meet again, perhaps next week here at freefm.org.nz, but far more importantly, together forever with Jesus, our Saviour and Redeemer. He is calling out your name. What hinders you from opening up your heart to him today? For the Whittier Bible Church, I'm Albert Randall. He's calling out your name.
He's the Lord of every season. He's the master of all time. And he's come to sow his seeds in this field of humankind. among us in this place. And if you have ears to listen, you can hear him call your name.
He's calling out your name.
Calling out your name. He's the Father of all mercy, and your silent prayer's been heard. He will satisfy the thirsty by the water of his word. The bread of life is broken, Jesus is proclaimed. May your eyes be open to the one who calls your name.
He's calling out your name. He's calling out your name.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.